There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geeks 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast where we do things with podcasts that count down from 50 down to zero. And then we have a party and then we rest for 300 some odd days. And then we do it all over again. Lee is joining me as always. Lee, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
We'll be doing better once I see the next spaghetti model that makes that hurricane go just a little more to the left.
Yeah, you either want it to go to the left or we really, really, really want it to go to the right and go right back out to sea.
Well, fortunately, what I would really like it to do is go way, 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 way left. Go up like towards through the Texas and Phoenix and all that area up there.
And help fix that drought. That would be good.
Exactly.
We have a drought in Georgia as well, though. So.
Oh well. Okay. Well,
so
do you guys
some too? Too bad.
Do you guys? So that would do you guys grow corn there? Because
no, we don't grow corn. We grow tomatoes and cucumbers and all those veggies that you eat though.
Yeah, well, the lack of corn is making my gas prices go up, so it's not.
Oh,
makes it even more expensive to get to Dragon Con next year. Yes, exactly.
But yeah, no. Now, I didn't see any big announcements today. No cancellations.
Oh, we should mention that we are 7 days out at this point. This is the Thursday before the Thursday.
Yep, 7 days out. And one thing, we've talked about it a lot of times and in passing with other tracks, but I do want to remind people that Dragon Con is a charity. We have two charity events that are going on all the time. One is the Heinlein Blood Drive. If you're coming in on Thursday, you can go and get your badges, and that's going to take such a little bit of time now. That's going to be great. So, and then you can go and give blood with the time you would have been spending in line. So that would be good. And then that's a great thing. Blood is important. As somebody who has gotten donated blood, I greatly encourage people, if you can give, please do give. I'm going to try again this year. Hopefully they'll take it and I'm not anemic anymore. And the other is just the Dragon Con charity. The charity's been going on for many, many years. We've put it together into one specific Dragon Con charity, and this year it's for ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, if you don't know. And as somebody who's had a family friend go through that, this is a disease that we would love to wipe off the face of the earth, just like many other diseases. So maybe this time we give some money and this one's done and we can move to the next one. Who knows?
It could be your dollar that makes the difference.
It could be. It could always be your dollar. It could be your dollar that makes a difference. It could be your pint of blood that makes a difference. So if you can, give some to the charities. Go give some blood. Go give some coin. That is always, always a great thing to do if you can. And when we know people are tight, we're not saying give a lot of money, but whatever you can donate, even if you can't go to the silent auction and bid on those Michael Shanks or Richard Dean Anderson pants or whatever it is that the Stargate group has gotten this year, that's okay. Just, you know, give them $5.
Did you say Richard Dean Anderson pants?
A couple of years ago you're going to laugh, Michael Shanks had a pair of pants he wore on set. He had a part of his costume, and he signed them, and those suckers went for a buku o' money. So, yeah. So, Richard Dean Anderson might give some pants. Or, you know, maybe one of the Dragon Con founders would give some pants and sign them, and they'd be in the auction.
I don't know.
What
do you think, Bobby? What do you think about giving your pants to the auction?
I already gave my shirt. I'm not sure about the pants, though.
You're already giving. So we are going to introduce. This is Bobby. He is the senior director of Con Operations, and he is also one of the founders of Dragon Con. And so, hi, how are you? 7 days
I'm
out.
I'm good. A little crazy, a little worn, but we're getting there.
We're getting there. It's going to be a great year. I'm really excited.
Let me ask you this. Have you started planning for next year yet?
Of course.
Okay. I was just wondering when that actually started. I guess that probably started like 2 years ago. Next year's paying.
I mean, there's so much background that's done ahead of time, but then we really won't really truly start looking at next year until about a month after the show.
Oh, okay. Now, given, like I said, there is a hurricane coming, what is, does DragonCon have any contingencies for, well, I guess there is no rain date for the parade, but do they have any contingencies if you are in the middle of a major storm?
Get wet.
it'll be the shower. It'll be the first shower some of those folks have had since.
Oh, never mind.
See, I didn't say that. You did.
I know. I'm allowed to though.
No, we you know, it's really crazy how lucky we've been with the rain. We had a little sprinkle last year, but I think it was the first. It was I think Sunday afternoon maybe.
Yeah.
Last year.
And but other than that, we've been really incredibly lucky.
Yeah, it's
Well, let's knock on wood that we stay that way and
I'm knocking.
Yeah, it's but yeah, we've had good luck on it and we hope it continues.
Yeah, and it's ironic. No, maybe not. Well, according to Alanis Morissette, it is ironic when you get rain on your wedding day, but not really. She
not
doesn't
really
understand what ironic means. But no, as soon as we got all the habit trails built for the three main hotels, if you will, then it rained. So then you didn't have to go outside anymore anyway. So
yeah.
Except
yeah,
if
you actually,
that is a good thing.
Can't you actually get to four of the hotels without getting outside? I think you can also get to the Westin. Can't you
actually?
Oh yeah, you could.
You can actually get to the Westin without going if you go through either the Hyatt or the Marriott and go through Peachtree Center. And you can go down and around and, yeah, go through MARTA and get to the Westin. That is correct.
Will you be able to do that this year with the closures for the escalator?
I don't know. I don't generally go that way. I generally will rough the outside. But I'm thinking that there's no way they would close off that exit completely. They, you know, hotels frown when you do things like that.
I think that is correct. I also think that even if you somehow had to go outside, you could actually kind of rush across Peachtree Street near Peachtree Center if you go up through the food court. And
oh, yeah.
There's an elevator over there, and you have to go to the other side to go to the elevator. But if you go down that elevator and you're on the Westin side, and then you just keep going around all in the bowels of the MARTA, just keep following the signs that say Westin. You'll be there. It's a little bit longer, but if it's really, really pouring rain, it'll work.
Yeah. But this is like what our hopefully we don't have a hurricane this year, but for what was it, 4 or 5 years in a row, we had a hurricane every year on DragonCon.
Well, and one of the worst hurricanes, I mean, Katrina was right before DragonCon. And
way to bring down the podcast, Lee.
No, that was actually, I'm going to go to make it a positive, because that was the year a lot of, we were all there, a lot of people were in, some people came in from New Orleans or whatever with just the clothes off their back, and people helped them out. But also a lot of the actors on the Walk of Fame donated their whatever they made there to the Red Cross for Hurricane Katrina relief. So I think that was a good thing. See?
Oh, okay. Well, way to bring it back, Lee.
See, I'm trying. Jeez, man, I swear. You always give me such a hard time. All right. So, Bobby, how in the world did you and some people get together and go, hey, you know what? Atlanta needs a sci-fi convention.
Pretty much that's somewhat what happened. It was me and six other guys, and I was brought in, and I was going to run registration for them. And we felt that that was back in the time. I don't know how many of y'all remember Fantasy Fair and Dixie Trek and all those, but nobody kind of intertwined anything. It was all pretty much cut and dried. It was either science fiction or it was gaming or it was everything. And we wanted to put something together that you crossed all the things and brought in. We brought in, you know, even the first year, which was everybody says you couldn't do, it would never work. You can't bring bands and science fiction people together. And, of course, that first year we brought in Blue Oyster Cult and some big names, and it mixed very well, and everybody continued to say we couldn't continue to add things, and we kind of continued to do, and it continued to get a little bigger and a little bigger, and now it's pretty big.
Sweet.
It's pretty awesome. It's awesomely big. I mean, we got a parade.
So
yes,
what is your job essentially? What is it that you do here? I'm a people person.
I'm sorry. Well, I started registration. I ran registration for a long time. And then about, I guess, 11, 12 years ago, we had some major changes and upheavals. And they asked me to step into ConOps. And ConOps kind of is everything that nobody sees, so to speak. It's the security team. It's the people that run the parade. It's the people that all those nice people you ask questions to at information systems. It's the people that do all the tables and things like that. It's all of our volunteers. They all fall, that department falls under me. It's kind of all the guts and of the show that nobody sees. It's not the pretty stuff.
But it's the stuff that makes it go.
it would be very hard to. It would be very, very hard to run the show if we didn't have volunteers and somebody to or somewhat organize them. And just like you do, like Lee does for her individual track, she organizes that track. But there's somebody above her that helps her if she needs somebody. That's our volunteer team, and they'll try to get a fit for Lee, and they'll get her on that person on their staff. And it's just all the kind of the guts that make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, like we were teasing a bit ago, but so you started about a month. Seriously looking at next year, about a month out. So what are some of the...
I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, what are some of the logistics that you start to consider for the next year?
Well, for me, in my area, one of the things that we've... is it's not... I'm sorry, I'm going to start over.
Okay.
We generally try to take... As you guys know, every one of you guys turns in a report to us about, okay, hey, this went great, this was not so great, this could have been improved. You know, these are the problems I had. This is, and all those things we mull, take all those things, and we actually, the senior staff actually goes away for a weekend, and we kind of beat our heads against the wall for a day about, well, we did this, all these things terribly. How do we improve it? And then we say, okay, that year, last year's done, and we start building on next year. How do we improve? I guess the best example is like, 2 years ago, we, as you guys know, we've had a major problem with registration for years and years and years.
Yes.
Saturday and Sunday had become a kind of a monstrosity. You know, it's our fault. We grew this great convention that everybody wanted to come to, but we couldn't handle the people. And actually, one of the other founders is a really big computer guy, and he wrote the program that fixed that last year. So nice. That was kind of what we did for last year. Now we're making another step in the right direction. This year for the first time we tried some Saturday pre-sales, Saturday only single ticket, which we had never done before, just to see how it would work. And if it works well, we may implement it further for next year. But it's all those kind of little things that we add and subtract and change. And our one of, I guess the biggest problem we have is we get one shot a year at it. And so we're kind of, you know, this is a problem. How do we fix it? We make our best guess.
Yep.
Yeah. And so if it doesn't go well, I mean, that's the only impression that you're going to make. So,
right.
That not put too much pressure on you.
We worry about that a lot. We everything we do, we really try to think through. And I know sometimes people disagree with how we did stuff or something like that. But we really are trying to do it for the good of the overall convention and the overall aspects of how our fans and our members and our staff, how they all feel about the convention, and, you know, do they want to come back next year? And that's probably the thing that we know that we're doing, most stuff right. I know we have problems, don't get me wrong, but I think we do most stuff right, and I think the fact that we're way up on pre-reg this year, so
good.
And that, some of that is on the Saturday too. So we're gonna see. Now it could be some of that we're not gonna see some of the on-site because everybody raved about John's system last year,
right?
And they may have said, hey, you know, we don't need to do it on-site anymore. So we'll see.
Right. In fact, actually, you know, watching the various Facebook groups and whatnot, people have really even the Yahoo groups. People said, "Oh, you know, I'm going to buy on my on site," and then everyone because it was...
Right,
it used to be faster. And so now they're saying everyone has changed their tune where they're when folks do say that, they're like, no, you need to pre-reg because it is way faster now. I mean, last year, I've mentioned this several times throughout our 50 podcasts here, but that last year I heard someone actually complain that they had to wait an hour. It was during the time... wait an hour where they had to take the database down and reboot everything kind of apply a quick.
We had one glitch last year on Thursday about 11 o'clock.
Right.
That it was reading something, as I understand it, and I am not a computer person, and I freely admit this, but as something about it was reading, and every time it was reading, it was creating another file or something, so mm-hmm. it was really slowing everything down. And once they found that... we've never had another problem with it. So
right. So, but the funny thing was that they said they waited an hour, and I'm like, only an hour? You're complaining?
Really?
Everybody else was, you know, I breezed right through it. I mean, I think someone posted the videos on YouTube of folks just basically running through the obstacle course there at registration because it was so empty. They were just kind of running to get to the front of the line because there was nobody there.
Yeah, it's because of that, that's one of the reasons that it worked so well is why we are trying the Saturday pre-reg. And I do want to say one thing about that. There seemed to have been some confusion. We are still selling Saturday one-day memberships on Saturday.
Okay.
I guess some people were calling the office and saying, "Hey, are there no more Saturday tickets?" type thing.
Oh, yeah.
Someday that may be true, but this year that will not be true. We will still be selling them on Saturday.
Right.
It's all going to be okay.
Yeah. We're just doing great. And you got a big guest this year, didn't you?
I have a huge guest. I've got Jillian Anderson. And I also have the Warehouse 13, all three of the guys coming back, and Michael Anthony Hall.
Isn't it Anthony Michael Hall?
Anthony Michael Hall. Sorry.
Not Michael,
I got so
Anthony
excited.
Hall.
I couldn't say it out. I was getting loud, too. I could tell.
Yeah, Jillian Anderson, whatever.
Jillian Anderson!
No. I'm not saying that at all.
I'm so excited, and it's just kind of like, oh, my God. So, yeah.
Well, every track seems to get it today, and I think you and Stargate got it this year.
Stargate got a huge...
I think we should have like give him a roll of toilet paper and like a shoe, a bobby pin, and something, and make him fix something. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
That would work. I wonder what he could fix.
A cell phone. Make him fix a cell phone with it.
Would work.
There you go.
Make him help with AV stuff.
Yeah, that'd be good. Maybe he should fix the Mayan calendar. I don't know.
With everything that goes on behind the scenes and everything else, I mean, what is your regular day like? I don't think people understand how much you do.
At the show or?
At the show. Not like your regular day. I didn't mean to.
What do you do when you're sitting around your house?
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to do? Do you like to read books in the sun or in your room? What is it? Never mind. Go on.
At the con, my job is really, really easy. It's to make sure that everything is running smoothly. And it depends on the day. Like,
don't you
really
just
easy.
It's all really easy.
Yeah, no problem. Just hurting over 40,000 people around. You know, no big deal. Whatever.
But I have an awesome staff, guys. I mean, for the most part...
Oh, no, I know. Yes, you do.
For the most part, they cover stuff. It's mainly plugging holes that we haven't either thought of. One of my main jobs is, of course, the security thing. And, of course, we have the badge check that we added last year that was, I guess you could say, came with rave reviews. So I was pretty proud of that. I'm sure you've talked. I don't know who all y'all have talked to, but have you talked to Lynn or about the badge check or at all?
Oh, no, we haven't gotten to that yet. But please do address whatever you know about that.
It's at different points of time, and we're probably not going to tell people exactly when that will be. We're going to institute a badge check with permission from the hotels, and strongly wanted to. In fact, last year, the Hilton saw how well it worked at the Hyatt and the Marriott. at PostCon, which they have, of course, with us, they asked. I mean, we didn't say, would you like us to do it? They said, we really want in on that. So it basically, you're going to need either, you can get anywhere with your DragonCon badge, of course, mm-hmm. but there are people that have rooms at those hotels that are not members of DragonCon, and so if they have their room key, they can get in. But the hotels have the option. I know you guys have seen the different. I don't know how many of your listeners have, but that you've seen the special keys that we have made every year for the hotels.
Yes. And I kept mine from last year.
I take credit. That was my idea several years ago.
It was a very good idea.
Nice idea.
Yeah, and it makes it collectible. And this year there will be three different ones instead of one different one of three different colors.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right. So now you have to collect them all. That's right.
You have to get a hotel room in every hotel.
I happen to know where you can get one for about $1,000. No. At that point, the hotels will have the option of, if one particular hotel gets super busy, they can say it's either a badge or their particular hotel key. But that is, of course, the hotel's option. Mm-hmm. I guess you can have figured out, we work really, really closely with the hotels and their teams, and they really treat us well, and we hope that we treat them well.
Right.
So that's kind of the security wise. That's what it is, and it's the rest of it is just trying to. A lot of it would be if Lee had an issue with the hotel and she couldn't get proper resolution to it. I would try to get that resolved for her. And generally, it's just little bitty tiny things that sometimes get forgotten or get swept under the rug, or somebody doesn't really want to do it, and you just got to have they need a friendly nudge.
Yes, yeah. but you're right. For the most part, the host hotels have been fantastic. Even the which we'd call overflow exterior hotels, whatever you want to call them,
sure.
they've been really nice too for all the con goers too. So I mean, I think everyone sees that obviously they're making money. That helps.
Yes.
And everyone's there just to have a good time. So I really do, you know, we haven't, there was actually a request for, someone had sent an email into us and had requested us to talk to one of the staff members at the hotel that had been there for some years to try to get them on the podcast or whatever, to talk to them about how they prepare or whatever. Of course, the logistics just weren't set up for us to do that right now. But because they do say that, you know, look, these people are as much of the con going experience as the staff for Dragon Con is. So they do a great
job. Absolutely. So many of them, many of the hotels, they, you know, you're so used to seeing the hotel people all super stuffy and all that. And it's not, that's what they're trained to be.
Right.
But for Dragon Con, they let their hair down a lot. There, you see a lot of costumes. A lot of the management encourages the costumes.
Yeah.
Very much so. I know the Sheraton last year, I think half the staff was in costumes. And it's a joint venture. It's good for everybody. And it seems silly to say that, but a lot of times, and there were years that we weren't necessarily the hotel's favorite conventions, in our early years. Things didn't always go as well as planned and things like that. But I think now we've between, you know, for about the past 10 years, it's been on a real, if we promise to do something for you, we get it done. And mm-hmm. that solves a lot of issues. Even if you didn't come out exactly right, but if you have told them you're going to do it and you get it done, that really helps with all those, you know, the higher ups in the hotel chain.
Yeah. Well, and I think the other thing, too, is I've seen it over the 18 years I've been coming, that the hotels have gotten more and more into it, that you see more and more of the staff dressing up. They're always ready to talk to you. They're always, you know, and yeah, there are days when it's just like, okay, can you make these people be a little less crazy? I'm like, you know. But
no,
they get right into it, too, and they're fun. They're a lot of fun to talk to, and a good time too.
And you guys don't see it, but when generally speaking, when we're going around pre-con and I'm meeting, like I was meeting with the one of the hotel security teams, I was like, the other day, and they were talking about this guy being a newbie, and he's just not ready for this, and he's going, oh, I've seen Mardi Gras on that, and they go, no, no. it's just different. We are Mardi Gras is something else. Dragon Con is completely different from Mardi Gras. It's just, it's a lot of fun.
Well,
and I think that's what it's supposed to be.
And I will say this, I think that we hold our liquor better than the folks at Mardi Gras. Anyway,
I think there is less public vomiting. Yes.
Yes.
one should hope so.
One really does. Really, yes. We're the South, and the genteel South. Come on, Pete.
So, over the years, do you have a particular guest that you just kind of, for lack of a better term, fanboyed out on? That you were just so excited to hear. And actually, as a side note to that, how what is your area of geekitude, if you will?
My Gary of geekitude. I am not a real fanboy, I guess you could say. There are people I don't go out of my way to meet many people. I've met a lot actually. I've met probably hundreds of them. But I generally don't even introduce myself. I'm just there. If I'm in a room when they're there, it's generally to make sure the room got loaded. Like, I'll give you an example. When Shatner and Nimoy were there, I was there when it loaded because I want to make sure the room loaded. We don't have any issues. And then I had something else to do. Because that's kind of my, like Lee was talking about, I don't generally stay any one place for very long. But yeah, there's been a few that I have met, but nobody that's any, you know, it's not a big star. It's just somebody I like or liked or something like that in a particular show. I did meet the Firefly cast because I enjoyed their show. Mm-hmm. But other than that, not really face to face. Other than, and sometimes I don't know they're famous when I'm talking to them. So. I'm like I said, I'm not the most well-known. I don't know everybody's face and all that kind of stuff. We have other people in the convention that do that for us.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Well, so but where's your area? Where do you really enjoy?
I'm an old-time gamer. I played chainmail. If you know what that is,
mm-hmm.
I played early D&D.
Okay.
I'm still a video. I still do online games with a group of people that we have moved from different games, but we generally have a guild or whatever it is, and we generally play together. I do read a good bit, more fantasy than anything else, I would say, although there are some sci-fi writers that I really like, and. I like movies, but I am really kind of picky about the movies I like. I like to go to the movies, but in order for a movie to be on my list, I have to really like it, I guess.
Cool. Now, speaking of gaming, we forgot to mention this at the beginning, but there was a pretty cool announcement with the guild folks that are doing for the charity.
An award ceremony, right?
No, no, charity auction. No, it's a charity auction. Do you know?
I just saw that myself, and I'm not familiar with it. Sometimes they sneak things in on me that I don't catch. But, yeah, I saw something about they're going to play. Somebody's running a D&D game or something.
The one hour.
They're going to play.
Yes. Yeah, they're going to play. They're going to – I did read this one. basically, they're going to auction off – an hour of some game with them. It's not D&D, but it's some game with them.
Huh.
Yeah.
So
I bet that will go. The Guild folks are pretty nice folks. I have met them. I met them last year. I guess at there was a dance after one of the things, and I was down there, and the director of gaming introduced me to them, and they seemed to be very nice people.
Yeah, they. Everybody who has said they've met them or have been in a panel with them has had a very good time with it.
I'm looking for. Let's see. So Tracy Hickman will be running a role playing game. So with the cast of Guild and possibly you. That's right, you. This is right from the charity site on DragonCon. They're auctioning off one seat at the special game. at the charity auction. The charity auction will take place at the Hyatt Hanover C to E on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wow. And will benefit the Georgia chapter of ALS, of course, which Lee mentioned at the beginning. The seat will be auctioned between 2 and 3 at the charity auction, and the winner will receive a certificate that they can present at 4 p.m. that day at the Hilton Crystal Ball to take the final seat at the table with Vincent Cassio, Casso, I don't know how to pronounce it, Jeff Lewis, Amy, Sundeep, Parkin, and Robin. Anyway. And
the Guild.
From the Guild, yes. The Guild. The Guild, folks. I think the only...
Everybody but Felicia Day.
I think Felicia Day is the only one that will not be participating yet. Yeah. Probably has other...
I think actually she's flying out.
Yeah. So that's actually really, really cool, and really cool of them. And it's like it's cool to see them get into it like that. So,
We get a lot of neat stuff, and I don't know if you guys know. Last year we did the pins with in combination with the Hard Rock.
Yep.
For the charity, we're doing those again. I don't know if you knew that. It'll be obviously different. But
keep going on. You can tell us more about it.
I don't know a lot about it. I know that they'll be selling them. You know, same place they were last year. Outside registration. And part of the proceeds, just like last year, will go to the charity,
mm-hmm.
which, we tie so much. We do really try to tie the stuff we do with around the city and stuff into the charity really good. And we like to make that number grow every year and make it a little bit bigger and a little better target for us. So it's pretty neat, but we do a lot of stuff. And I know, the Braves, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Braves they've done some stuff. I think both the ALS and us have advertised it. If they want to go to the Braves game, they can order some tickets, and the Braves are turning some portion of that ticket to the ALS. So we're getting bigger and bigger, and more people in the city are recognizing, hey, these are pretty cool people. It's growing and we hope we hope everybody's still having a good time, because I know maybe people, we don't say this enough, but that's what this is about. I mean, this is, and now it's becoming, it seems like everybody says, well, let's start Tuesday. It's like, let's not start Tuesday.
Let me
ask you a question, and this may be question, but when you guys first came up with this idea, this crazy idea to start the con, did you imagine it would get this huge?
Of course not.
Okay, that's what I figured.
Back then, Atlanta Fantasy Fair was, I don't know what their final numbers were, but it was a big con. We really were not trying to be in competition with them. We were trying to be kind of the other six months away type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turned out, they had, I think, some internal issues that kind of blew that con apart. And we kind of became, we kind of grew and morphed but it just kind of happened. I think one of the biggest thing is we started adding on some of the what we would call, I guess, the big media guests. Mm-hmm. I think that was one of the things that made us kind of jump the next rung, so to speak. And then people, every time somebody brings somebody, they come back.
That's a very good point.
I mean, that's just, and that's kind of the growth you want, because somebody comes and they have just such an unbelievable time that they go, I got to come back and do this. And I've got to bring, I've got to bring my friend. And you cannot believe, I don't wear my Dragon Con shirts around too much, but sometimes when I've got it, you just can't believe wherever I am, and somebody goes, man, I love that show, I was there, blah, 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 and they want to talk about it. It's such, they have such a great time. And, that's people having a good time is what this thing's all about.
Sweet.
Yeah, exactly. So, I know you're going to be busy, and you're running around making sure everything. What are three panels or three things you're trying to either see for yourself, or kind of like the Shatner Nimoy thing, want to make sure I'm there for load in to make sure everything goes right?
Anything that I have not broken down the schedule yet, but One of my main jobs is, of course, to make sure that every party is what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And things are not going on in said party that shouldn't be. So I don't make all those. I may actually try to sneak by and see one of your panels.
Ooh.
I kind of like the X-Track stuff a little bit. I'm not the hugest fan, but I did like some of the shows there. I of course will, for the first year this time for the first time this year, I am going to be at the parade. Even though it's one of my events, I generally don't make it, but I've been told that I will be there, so I'm going to get to see the parade in all its glory.
It's awesome.
Live instead of on videotape. It is truly awesome. And there is a surprise in the parade that you guys will enjoy, I think. But we won't let anybody know what that is until you see it, but you will probably figure it out when you see it.
To see it early because I'm a cat herder.
Yes. In fact, I probably will be down there herding cats with you.
Oh, good.
We
need people.
Yeah. That's what Jan says. Let's see. And any other event? Oh, I probably, if I get a shot and I'm not too busy, I really would like to hear what we have a real live astronaut coming.
Yes.
And that is awesome.
Yeah. I would like to, and I've heard that he's an excellent speaker. So I might try to sneak down there and see that. But other than that, those are probably kind of the ones I might try to take a shot and go see.
Sweet, sweet. Now let me ask you, because we asked this question, and we probably asked you last year too, but if we did, you have to pick three different guests. But if you could get three guests, living or dead, but not?
Non-zombies, because they'll eat people.
Who would they be? Three guests, doesn't matter, you know, whether they're like I said, live or dead, or whether or not they're even reasonable for within Dragon Con's reach.
Sure. Well, I have to tell you, I thought about this question because I knew it was coming.
All right.
And last year I gave you the three that I think was Einstein and those kind of guys who I'm really into the guys that were super ahead of their time type guys, but there is one person that I really I'm calling somebody out here. There's somebody I would like, and her name is Judge Marilyn Millian of the People's Court. I really want her to come, and here's why. I don't know if you guys know it or not, but Dragon Con made People's Court.
Did it?
There was a case of a guy and a girl that had an argument, and they got in a fight or something, and she threw his ring. They were on, like, the eighth floor, and she threw his ring at him, and it went over the side, and it disappeared. And, of course, he was suing her for the cost of the ring because they broke up and all that. However, the judge was making some really ugly comments kind of about people dressing up and stuff like that. And I really want her to come down here and say, you know what, you dress up in a black robe, you sit up on a court, you're not really a judge anymore, you're doing this TV show, and you're talking about us?
Yeah.
And it's like, come down here and sit down and meet these people. These are the greatest people in the world, and they're the nicest people in the world, and they would never dream of calling you an ugly name. So yeah. I want to invite her.
You know what would be awesome? For her, if you got her as a guest, she could oversee things like, the trial of Han Solo, or who shot, and finally settle who shot first.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, that was just one of those kind of weird things. And I saw that and I said, you know, she should come and meet us.
She should.
Not being ugly to her, but it's the misconception that so many people have.
Right.
That, you know, these people are not the nicest people in the world. So anyway, there's another one. I don't know. You guys may or may not know. We talk about guests a lot not between you and me, but in our meetings and stuff like that. And all I hear from the girls is, oh, he's so cute, he's so cute, he's so cute. So I picked somebody that I think is eye candy. And that's, I think it's Diana Mayer. She was in Starship Troopers.
Yes!
Okay. And I think she's also
She was in Birds of Prey, the very short-lived show that was on Fox, and she played Oracle.
Yeah, and I just think she's really cute. So that's my eye candy I want. I want to invite her. But actually, there were three people I came up with that I really would like to see at the show, and this is for real. I'd really like to see Harrison Ford. I think he is just a marvelous actor. And he's done such a wide range of things.
Let me ask you a question. Has James Earl Jones ever been to Con?
You know, he almost came 2 years ago, but something came up.
Okay.
I think I recall that. Would be another one. Just a tremendous actor that you would just love.